So this is all from Google Earth.
Oh, wow. Wow, you can see the geometry.
Right? And so this is, there were like 16 of these pyramid structures, and I couldn't find any modern documentation of it. So it's a hell of a journey.
And I'm so you this haven't been, have they, you been? Oh, you've been there. You have been there. Interesting.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was, this was one of the primary places I wanted to get to. So these are pyramid structures, and through research, this is what I love about the channel too, the community that comes from it. An archaeologist reached out to me and said, I think this is the site of Purulin. And he sent me somebody's dissertation, and I looked at that dissertation. I found a citation that linked me to the original survey of this site, which was from 1970. That's the only time work's been done at it. 1970, there was a survey done.
Wow.
And in that survey, Walter Alva says, I think this is from 1800 BCE, but it's likely that it dates back a lot older. This is like I will make it a mission that eventually, when I have the funding and the connections and the resources, that we go back to this site and start carbon dating things we can. This is carved out of the bedrock, so it is, and it's right on the coast too. Like, you see the ocean in the background.
Well, what's incredible as well is just how easy it is to deceive from the boots on the ground. Like, you see that aerial view, and you can clearly see those geometries coming out of the landscape, but when you're down on that ground, it's very difficult to make out the same structures. It just goes to show that, you know, sometimes it's the perception and the perspective that we have, and we can just be walking right on top of things without knowing it.
It's happened to me so many times.
Yeah, exactly, right, right.
I mean, I literally walked up to the first one here, and like my heart sank a little. I was like, is this a pyramid? Because it looks so precise from Google Earth.
And right.
I also, though, had to realize these structures being right on the coast, the erosion that has happened to them is more extreme than anywhere else, because it's been in this area of Peru has been inundated by tsunamis, massive El Nino events, cataclysms. I mean, it is, and it's, I could barely get the drone up in the air because of the wind. It is, the erosion is accelerated right there. So,
right,
you know, Lord only knows how far back these things date.
Has there been much work around the coastline in terms of underwater and anything being found?
You know what? That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, I don't know either. I mean, you know, has there been much diving around these areas in terms of megalithic submerged sites? Because I feel like there could be some stuff.
There could be. I'll have to look into that, man.
Yeah.
Never
know, right? Never
up.
Know.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I mean, it's worth investing. This was a cradle of civilization. This is one of the drone shots of this. I mean, that's a pyramid.
Okay, yeah, you know that you can see that a lot more clearly from the air. It's incredible how the perception changes.
Well, and so the reason I knew these had to be pyramid structures is because you see they're facing.
Yeah.
And so. Most of these early cultures were building structures facing north, northeast, so to align on the June solstice when the sun rises, and every single thing built at this site was built facing that direction. So
come
I was
on,
like,
man.
this is ancient architecture.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, that's...
How far out into the sticks is this in terms of civilization and like, you know, getting out to these places?
Walter Alva is the archaeologist who did the initial survey, and he said it's a place he always wanted to get back to. It's just hard to get to.
Yeah, you know? It looks it. Gradient doesn't look fun.
But I'll tell you what, man. We talked about like the intuition stuff. I've been hesitant to say things like this just because it is more of an intuitive feeling and just more of a personal experience. It could be, I always want to leave room that my mind is making things up, but when you go to these places, when I went to this place in particular, as I'm walking there, that hour and 45 minutes it took to, the whole journey is on YouTube. I was like, I feel like this was a pilgrimage site.
Right.
I feel like this was, a place of veneration that people would come to. And it's just a feeling I had walking these paths, feeling like this is the paths that the ancient people used to walk. And because you don't really find, and it also, I think there was some stuff in the survey that kind of verified that idea. You're not finding massive amounts of pottery, which also might make it pre-ceramic. But you're not finding housing. You're not finding, like, so it was like, why are they building these pyramids if there's nobody actually, like, living there? So that's the feeling I got there. Found it, the first one, I just sent him a message, and I was like, what should I do? Not comfortable taking anything. 16 of these pyramid structures, and I couldn't find any modern documentation of it. I was able to capture the only modern media that exists of many of these places, like the literal only modern media that exists, because nobody's going out there. Nobody's trekking these mountains to capture these sites. Up and down the coast and in these valleys, it was over 3,000 kilometers. I was by myself. Not always the safest decisions that were made. You'll just see ruins that are sitting there that are unexcavated. I got really good at identifying the remnants of ancient architecture. I focused particularly on sites and locations that did not have any location markers, any labels, nothing like that.
And so you see these incredible megalithic sites, and then you realize that actually they're aligned to the solstice and the equinox. Then you realize they're acoustically tuned. Then you realize that acoustic tuning does actually seem to have subtle influences on the brain and perturbing the brain. And when you get into, you know, quantum biophysics, you could say, okay, well, that's actually exciting the neurological microtubules and creating quantum coherence in your brain. Okay, but did they know that? Probably not, but they achieved it.